couple times now as I look back on the hardcore years, and yes, we haven't actually got to the hardcore years yet, but I do believe in the setup of how I got into the punk rock hardcore community and music scene, which was a huge part of my life. But it was skateboarding was the vessel that got me aware of the underground, the culture to get there. I've talked now a couple times about the value of Thrasher magazine and how it catered to the lifestyle of the sport and the mindset of what they were trying to portray to young men all around the world. They had a series of cassettes called Skate Rock. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you listen to these episodes and you'd like to go dig around and figure out some of the things I talk about, Skate Rock is not good music. In fact, it's pretty bad music. It was far from being the best. But it symbolized the culture of this movement. Artwork done by Pusshead, who's one of my favorite illustrators, who was a big deal in that time period. You know, it was like the perfectly drawn skull. It had all the sensibilities to let you know that this isn't for heavy metal. This is for skateboarding. It's for our culture. And these Skate Rock cassettes, you could get them, and it would just be one loud punk band after the other. Some of them with offensive names, some of them with lyrics about getting beer, actually about skateboarding, about hanging out with your friends. And every now and again, you'd find one that would have a deeper message to it. And every now and again, you would find a little bit of melody, little hook of a chorus. And I have a sweet tooth for the chorus. I love pop music. But Skate Rock was a badge of honor that you were so far away from the mainstream that you had found something different. But there was a different version of Skate Rock that started to evolve. The world of skateboarding started to slowly find its way into the mainstream. And you have no idea the excitement of seeing Bud Bundy on Married with Children wearing a Vision Streetwear t-shirt. Like, just seeing a character on TV wear a t-shirt with one of our logos on it was mind-blowing. Oh my God, is Bud a skateboarder just like me? And the ultimate was INXS, the great alternative rock band from Australia. No one was bigger than INXS at the time. They had an album out called X, taking from In Excess. And the big first single was called Devil Inside. And in the video of Devil Inside, you would see a skateboarder ripping down the sidewalk, popping an ollie, and doing a board slide on a bench. That skateboarder was Steve Caballero. He was part of the Bones Brigade. He was one of our heroes. He was a legend in our world, and this band placed him inside of their video. And it was mind-blowing. You would watch MTV waiting for them to play this one video so that you could see Steve Cab rip a board slide inside of this video. The idea that skateboarding was making its way into the mainstream was fascinating to me. There were others out there. We weren't so alone. And it was a golden time of anything, any bit of media that represented a little bit of skateboarding. You would adopt it. You would love it. You would talk about it, and it would become part of your world. There was the Police Academy, I don't know, 3 or 4, where they had the Bones Brigade do the stunts for actors like David Spade, who were, you know, supposed to be the snarky kid. But the idea that it was leaking out and that you could find it in little bits of pop culture here and there, it gave you a sense that it was growing and that you weren't so alone and that people in places of power were dripping just a little bit of it in so that you could see it, so that you knew that they were there. The idea that we were no longer going to be in the shadows, but could maybe be somewhat mainstream or respected, It was intriguing. It was fascinating. And it created a time and place where you would start to celebrate anything that was alternative. Alternative music. Alternative media. This would become a very exciting time. Because everything that I had taught myself on exploring skateboarding and understand the culture was all getting ready to grow again as I would start exploring what was alternative. What was this music? Who were these people? What was their community? And how did it relate to this? The birth of the alternative music scene was perfectly in line with me growing up. Not growing away from skateboarding, but growing up with skateboarding. A couple years had passed, and there was now something new to learn all about. On tomorrow's wake-up call, I look at alternative music. I look at the fun and excitement of figuring out who I wanted to be and what this bigger world of mine looked like. But before I leave you today, I would like to encourage you to get back to skate rock. No. Not go listen to the music, but remember to interject that little bit of who you are in what you do. People love Disneyland because they put so much of their history and their magic inside of everything that they do. So put a little skate rock in whatever you make today. Always remind people of who you are, where you came from, and the story that you're trying to tell them. I'll be back here tomorrow when we look at the world of alternative music. But until then, put a little skate rock in your day. Today's episode was made possible by our partner, Steve Johns. Thank you, Steve, for supporting today's show. You can do the same by visiting anchor.fm/wakeupcall.